Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called Preventing Rodent Entry in Portland. You know what's scarier than Portland's rain season? The fact that our city's homeowners are dropping between $500 and $1,000 every year just fixing rodent damage. But here's the good news. I'm about to save you some serious cash with some straight talk about keeping these unwanted house guests out. Let's start with where these little troublemakers are getting in. Think of your house like a leaky umbrella. Those tiny holes you can't see are causing big problems. The main culprits? Foundation cracks that might look harmless but are basically rodent highways. Then there's those utility openings, you know, where your cable and pipes come in. Roof vents and that sneaky gap where your roof meets the walls are like VIP entrances for rats and mice. Now, timing is everything, folks. Just like how we all flock to coffee shops when the weather turns, rodents start hunting for warm spots around September and October. Fall isn't just pumpkin spice season in Portland. It's prime time for rodent-proofing your home. Wait too long, and you'll be sharing your heating bill with some furry squatters. Here's the real talk about DIY versus calling in the pros. I know it's tempting to grab some steel wool and caulk from the hardware store, but listen. Professional ceiling runs about $300 to $400. Sounds steep? Well, let me introduce you to Sarah from Southeast Portland. She thought those little gaps around her pipes weren't a big deal. 2 months later, she's staring at an $800 bill for chewed up electrical wires. Those rats turned her walls into their personal condo, and trust me, they weren't paying rent. So here's what you need to do right now. Take a walk around your house. Think of it like a home inspection scavenger hunt. Grab some bright tape and mark every spot that looks suspicious. Those marks are your roadmap when you call a professional. Because let's be honest, paying for prevention is way better than paying for repairs. Remember Portland? Our roses might be famous, but our rodents are infamous. Don't let them turn your home into their next Airbnb. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.